You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday to all of you. I'm hoping that your Friday morning or Friday day or Friday afternoon or whatever day it is or whatever time it is for you as you're listening to this is a good day and you are ready to put your kicking butt boots on and go out there and make things happen today that you wouldn't have normally done. So I'm hoping that today's going to be a great day for you. So today's podcast slash video slash blog and everything is going to be a little bit shorter than others because it's going to be a very simple one. You know, over the weekend, last weekend, when Kelly was down with me and we were sitting there, we were chatting about stuff and just talking about the game that we're in right now, right? We're trying to be able to go through life and trying to be able to either lose weight or in his case, his is to maintain weight and really just really focus in on the things that we know that we can fix and we can handle and those kind of things. And of course, three quarters of this whole entire game, I should say it's half and half. Half of it is all about what kind of food you're putting in your mouth, right? It's all about how you're cooking in the kitchen. It's all about all of the work that we put into and the ingredients that we use when we're making food and we are outfitting ourselves with sustenance and being able to give ourselves energy, proteins, you know, carbohydrates, fluids, calories, everything else, right? So that's half of the equation. The other half, in my mind, is the brain work, the stuff that goes on upstairs in this cavity up here in our noggin of how we handle situations, how we come at, you know, different scenarios, how we prepare ourselves for success, and those kind of things. So what I wanted to talk, what we were talking about was, we were talking about mostly about the mind game stuff, right? Whether it's the social media aspect of the mind game where you have people that can just say stuff that is kind of mean or vindictive on social media, and then you kind of get into this rut where you're thinking to yourself of, you know, why am I doing the things that I'm doing, or why do I post stuff, or those kind of things. Or we talked about the mind game of getting up every day. And for Kelly, it was interesting because his perspective was all about maintenance. His is all about, he hit his lifetime journey. He is in that phase of, how does this lifetime look like for me? How do I continue to push forward, continue to stay healthy, not slide back into the same person that I was before? But now my game isn't about losing. My game is all about, how do I maintain my lifestyle to continue to be successful at the things that I'm doing? So his is a lot different than mine because I'm still in my journey of trying to get to that point where me personally, I'm in the maintenance phase. So, I'm in the losing phase, sorry. So for me, it's interesting because as I'm looking at my journey and I'm trying to be able to pull through everything and be able to get through the ruts that we all get into, it's really difficult at times because, you know, life does go on. Life happens where you have family issues or you have environmental issues, you have job issues, you have financial issues, you have all kinds of different things that go on in life that throw curveballs at you all the time. And it's going to happen, and it has happened, it is happening, and it will happen in the future. So my struggle is, how do I get through that piece of it? How do I get through all the things that I'm going through in my life to be able to pull through, continue to lose, continue to focus on my health and my journey? So about 3 or 4 coffee talks ago, I posted about the long-term journey here, right? So the journey that I've been on where I've maintained and I've plateaued for about a year or over a year, actually, at around the 100-pound loss mark, right? And so that will mess with your head. It really does mess with you because you think to yourself as you are navigating through and you're in that mode of trying to get to a good goal area where you wanted to be able to park at and be able to do. And the hard thing is when you plateau and you don't lose anymore, or you are continued to stay that flat line, or it's not really a flat line, to be honest with you. It's very much the ups and downs of, you know, really quick graph work where it ends up being a flat line, although it's up 4, down 3, up 2, down 1, you know, those kind of things. So over the year time frame, I've continued to maintain that 100 pounds. Now, like we said before, that's a great thing. It's a really good thing. We can sit there and celebrate. We can give high fives. We can say, yes, that's awesome. But for anybody that's in the losing mode that hasn't hit their goal of where they wanted to be or those kind of things, it can really mess with your head. So today's coffee talk is a version of the hashtag face-to-face Friday, where I posted a picture of before. When I was down in Old Port in Portland, we did this this going out in the town for someone's birthday where we all had to wear animal t-shirts. And so I have this big cat, and I'm not a big cat guy, but there's this big cat with this like psychedelic look and stuff like that, which wasn't a very flattering look when I was weighing 360 pounds, but that's neither here nor there. I posted that picture with the after being or during being 2 nights ago when I was in the gym. Because I was pretty proud of the fact of how I looked in the gym and how I was doing and how the work that I'm putting into it. So today, when I was having a kind of a rough morning, I get up, I look in the mirror, I take a look at myself in the mirror, and I'm saying to myself, man, I got so much more to go, and I'm still maintaining, and I'm still this, that, and the other. Although the new eating program that I'm on, it really has helped me push through a little bit of that plateau, but not a lot of it, right? But it's still continuing to maintain, which is great. And I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh, feeling kind of down. And then I thought to myself, man, you know what? The words that Kelly and I used this weekend that we discussed was, remember when. Write those words down. Remember when. Because if you are having a bad day or you're having a bad moment, remember when things weren't easy. Remember when you were bigger. Remember when you couldn't walk down the end of the driveway without getting winded to get your mail. Remember when you couldn't play with your kids because your knees hurt or your back hurt. Remember when you couldn't walk 10 steps and now you're running half marathons. All of these things can be filled into remember when. Because a lot of times we try to forget about our past, but I don't necessarily try to forget about my past because I try to reflect on where I've been to where I am. Because on days where I look at myself in the mirror and I'm not proud of what I'm looking at, I can really lean in on, this is what my journey has been so far. 100 pounds is a lot of difference. I don't get winded when I'm just walking down the road anymore. I go for long walks. I don't feel winded when I'm playing with my son or I'm throwing the football with my kid. I also know that there's 20 inches down on my belt that I'm wearing in my clothes. All these little things when I talk about remember when, just remember that, right? Remember when you were in a different situation than when you are right now, even if you're on day one or day two. Because if you're on day one or day two, the key to it is that you've made the change to come on board to try to better your life and better who you are as a person. So if you've done that, you've taken the step. You've already taken that step to going from here to there. You've already taken the step. It's a emotional step, and sometimes it can be a really monumental piece for you to be able to jump through that hoop to be able to get yourself to a place where you can go and make changes in your life. So if you're on day one or day two, remember when 2 days ago you weren't on this program that you're on, whether you're counting calories or you're on Weight Watchers or you're on lifting programs or whatever else that you're on. Remember, 2 days ago, you weren't doing that. You were sitting on the couch, you were eating Doritos, and you were watching TV. Remember when, okay? So just remember those words and write those things down. Because on days like those that you are looking at yourself in the mirror or you are going into work or you're not feeling up to par of how you should be feeling about yourself or you should be proud of yourself and not being that human nature aspect where we beat ourselves up over everything, just dive in. And think to yourself, remember when things were worse. Remember when you couldn't do the things that you want to do. Remember when, and here's one, a great one for me, remember when I used to just have to write things down and I didn't really have a lot of different people to talk to about the struggles that I go through each day. But now I've got blogs, I've got Connect, I've got No Finish Line Nation, I've got a podcast, I've got videos that we post up. All these different things because I connect with other people left and right about our journeys. And my struggles are relatable to what your struggles are. So remember when I didn't have that outlet and remember when, I probably would have already slid down the slide of purgatory and gone down the road and eaten 14 pies and put on that 100 pounds already. But instead, I have people like you to relate to bring to me a relationship, a connecting, and us getting together to be able to talk about our journeys together, because it keeps me accountable and it keeps me moving forward. So write those words down. Put it on a piece of paper. Even put it on your wall if you want to, or on your fridge, or on your mirror. Remember when. And just plug in whatever situation that you can think of at that moment in time when you're feeling down about yourself. Because when your head starts playing games, you need to bring yourself out of that head game. Sometimes it's easier said than done, but it's a quick thing that helps me to bring myself back to reality, to know that, wow, I've done a lot of great work, and I'm really proud of the things that I've done, and you should be proud of the things that you're doing also. So just remember when you were in a different situation than where you were today. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.